Basics. Alright, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Reese. Welcome back again to another episode on the podcast. And today we are talking about Classroom of the Elite Season 3 and when will it be released? Classroom of the Elite is returning with a highly anticipated third season, making fans eager to learn more about its plot before the release date. Released back in 2017, Classroom of the Elite debuted as a promising school drama that would keep the audience on the edge of their seats. Playing on the tropes of a male lead with superior intelligence and female protagonists with an endearing competitive nature, the anime proved itself unique and didn't depend on fantasy cliches. Classroom of the Elite is a mind game fest with complicated ideas. The audience can easily miss a key plot detail even in the blink of an eye. These factors have made fans even more excited about Classroom of the Elite Season 3, with appetites finally being satiated. Anime shows like Classroom of the Elite prove the audience can't really survive in the Japanese anime school setting. Titles like Spy Class Family, High Rise Invasion, Kakegurui, and Assassination Classroom represent the anime community's obsession with overly competitive educational institutions where students either practice their high-level survival skills or play the classic manipulation game. Classroom of the Elite is one of the better shows in the genre, which plays well with elements like thrills, mystery, drama, psychology, and artifices. Though the light novels have since concluded, Classroom of the Elite continues to be a popular property. This made many fans anticipate the continuation of the anime, making them wonder when it would come back on air. The Classroom of the Elite anime has finally started back up for its third season. However, satiating fans, you know, it's like saliva in their mouth, desires for more of the story to be animated. Classroom of the Elite Season 3 was announced back in February 2022 after the audience's enthusiastic response to Season 2. The announcement surprisingly came after a few weeks of wrapping up the second installment. The critically acclaimed anime received news of broadcasting in 2023, with Hiroyuki Hashimoto returning as the director. Hashimoto directed the previous seasons alongside Seiji Kishi, who worked on other projects such as the anime adaptation of the video game Persona 3. At first, the show was expected to return sometime in 2023, probably at a summer title. Unfortunately for fans waiting to see more of the series, later news revealed that the season was facing delays due to various circumstances. The initial plan for Season 3's release date was in July 2023, but according to various resources, production issues have moved back the release date. Season 3 of Classroom of the Elite is going to end the light novel's first year arc, which is based on 9 light novels and 2 manga volumes. There's plenty of source material for the series to take up a couple of more seasons and do justice to the story. As for the number of episodes though, there's no official word about how long the new season will be, considering that Season 1 had 12 episodes and Season 2 had 13. Season 3 of Classroom of the Elite will likely wrap up the story in the same number of episodes. Classroom of the Elite is a compelling story about a highly prestigious school called the Tokyo Metropolitan Advanced Nurturing High School. It's a school like no other, where only the most talented and exceptionally intelligent students are permitted. Located on a luxury island with possibly anything they'll ever need, these students are admitted solely on the basis of exhibiting outstanding academic and extracurricular qualities. Anyone able to survive this high school has a 100% chance of getting into their desired university, and it also increases the prospects of attaining a high-paying job. The story starts with Ayanokoji Kiyotaka, a typical tsundere character who enters the school with the sole purpose of keeping it low-key. Kiyotaka is the embodiment of all the anime tropes associated with a seemingly handsome male lead with a dark aura and droopy eyes. At first glance, the audience can find nothing special about Kiyotaka's dull personality, who purposefully admitted himself into the lowest ranking class. in this school, students must climb up the system no matter the cost. They're even allowed to sabotage fellow students during class to win award points, the equivalent of money on the island. Classroom of the Elite wonderfully executes its cutthroat theme with interesting characters elevating the show's plot. Season 1 and 2 extensively cover various tasks that the students are assigned to gain points. All the scheming, betrayal, trickery, and planning will have viewers on the edge of their seats because the audience can never really tell who the real culprit is. If one episode ends with a cliffhanger, it's not until 2 or 3 episodes pass that the story starts to actually make sense. Despite all his efforts posing as an average guy, Kiyotaka never manages to stay out of the limelight due to his high IQ and impeccable planning. Together with his classmates, he is on a mission to beat all the other classmates. However, nobody knows who's really behind the sudden success and uplifting of Class D, and Ayano Koji Kiyotaka intends to keep it that way. For those who haven't read the novel source material, Classroom of the Elite Season 3 is shrouded with mystery, with little to no knowledge about the real reason why Kiyotaka has come to Tokyo Metropolitan. Nobody has any idea why Kiyotaka deliberately placed himself in Class D when it's clear that his intelligence is definitely well suited for Class B or A. When the special task ended in Season 2, it was implied that Arisu Sakayanagi knew about Kiyotaka's past and his connection with the White Room. Fans should also expect to get a few questions answered this semester, including all this secrecy related to Ayano Koji's past and who the real villain of the show is. Other things to look forward to as the series unfolds include which of the characters will set foot in the second year and why the higher ups in the school have an interest in Ayano Koji Kiyotaka. Even though Classroom of the Elite Season 3 will be a little late to the party, anime fans can tune in to the past seasons that are exclusively streaming on Crunchyroll as new episodes are rolled out. Likewise, given that Classroom of the Elite Year 2 is going strong as a manga and a light novel series, it offers ample room to continue the story in animated form. So that's the news for Classroom of the Elite Season 3. If you guys enjoyed this episode on the podcast, don't forget to support your boy. You know what I'm saying? Drink water because it's very healthy for you. Get 8 hours of sleep as well because that's also very important for you. And if you'd like to support the podcast, don't forget to hit the link in the description and support. I'm out. Peace.